I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider in Chicago on the buyersafety.com hotline. Does it feel like Frisco weather conditions, Mike?
It does, or at least it will. It's 31 right now in Chicago, but it'll be 42 at game time.
Ooh.
And then it'll stay 42 all night, according to the weather report. So positive news for the Cowboys as they try to deal with the Windy City today.
All right, what are some of your top game preview headlines?
I really do need to start with Peloton. Did you talk about Peloton?
We did.
Now, I don't want to say anything bad about them because they're a potential sponsor of the Fish Report. That's how I think of things. It's all commerce. But I think it was really lovely of that 25-year-old man with a 24-year-old wife, and they somehow have a $3 billion house, and they have a 10-year-old, even though they're 25 and 24, that he got his wife, who looks to be 5'6", 108 pounds, a Peloton, so a year from now, she can turn out to be 5'6", 106. Way to go, Pops.
You're
missing the point.
It's people like you who have ruined this world. Like fit people aren't supposed to stay fit.
Yeah, she could just try to be getting heart healthy. She could look fit. You could be skinny and be unhealthy.
She could have asked for a nice piece of exercise equipment. Yeah. All these losers out there saying, oh, you're trying to fat shame her?
Right.
Oh, no one ever asked for anything like that.
What if she's like Jason Statham and Crash and she has to stay moving the whole time?
Or whatever. Sean, I would suggest something else, that she would like a nice piece of something else, but he is inadequate and cannot provide that to her. So instead, he gives her that form of exercise. When you and me were 25, if we were married to her, she would not be on an exercise bike, sir.
Jeez Louise. Wow. Cowboys Bears preview.
Hi,
can
Marcia.
We somehow segue to this?
I do want to touch on the thing that I think is going to catch fire today by the time that the NFL Network and the media and everybody gets a hold of Jerry Jones is the coaching search. And I just want to drop this on you because I know that every time I say Belichick, Peyton, and Saban, either eyes pop out or Sean or RJ Chappie says, oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If the Jones family was going to make a Oscar-winning Hollywood movie, would they not call Spielberg, Tarantino, Scorsese, Spike, Streep, Pacino, DiCaprio, and J-Law?
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 That's Jennifer Lawrence.
Is she a director?
Hey, Mike, the counter that everyone is now giving, including your really good friend Troy Aikman, is that Jerry Jones wouldn't allow Spielberg to completely direct. That way that things are run here undermines and undercuts the coaching staff.
Okay, let's get to my good friend Troy Aikman, who has made that point, and it's a great point, and it's a really biting point coming from somebody who loves the Cowboys and has a fine relationship with the Joneses. Troy says that every year, and I'm not saying he's wrong every year. I'm just saying he says it every year. Jerry has, as we know, increasingly backed off or at least been more inclusive with Stephen's power, Will McClay's power, and Jason Garrett's power. I do think Jerry at age 77, it might be a good time for everybody to sit down with him. Is Stephen, Will, I guess not Garrett, and maybe Aikman himself to say, how bad do you really want this? Can't we do it your way and Belichick's way or your way and Peyton's way or your way and Saban's way or whoever the head coach is to where, yeah, Jerry, your fingerprints are still all over this thing, but you have an opportunity maybe to not just have the best house, the best yacht, the best car, the best limousine, the best helicopter. You have a chance to have the best coach. Isn't that the best way to win an Oscar? Isn't that the best way to win a Lombardi?
Mike, let me ask you a question. Give me your best guess, because this is the question to me that encompasses the Dallas Cowboys. If I could guarantee Jerry Jones a championship next year, he wins the Super Bowl, right? That he so desperately wants.
Gets zero credit.
Jerry Jones gives up the GM and the head coaching title, obviously, to Bill Belichick. He has to relinquish that title, and he wins a Super Bowl next year. Would Jerry Jones really do it?
Is he, like, disinvolved? Is he
yes.
involved?
Yes, he's disinvolved. He's not allowed in the personnel meetings.
Yeah, I hate that Jerry, I hate for Jerry that the title matters so much.
Right.
What if he was involved but didn't have the title? What if he was one of the powerful voices instead of the ultimate voice? What if you could hire Bill Belichick, wouldn't you let him?
Of course.
Wouldn't it be wise to let him be the most powerful voice? I wouldn't ask Jerry Jones, hey, hire Belichick, and then you sail off to France, and we'll see you later. And then you get to show up for the Super Bowl. I don't want that for him. He doesn't deserve that. He's earned the right to be deeply involved, but to be co-involved, if that got him a Super Bowl, I would love to think that that might be something that we should all approach him with.
All right, let's move on to the game now. What is going wrong with Amari Cooper on the road? Why is the production, why are the targets so much worse away from Arlington?
Yeah, and it's a good question, and then we're kind of posing it like it's some super mystery. But it's really not a mystery if you look at the actual games. The numbers do jump out at home, 126 yards a game. On the road, 35 yards a game. But look at the actual games. At New Orleans, he's covered by a Pro Bowl cornerback, and the team scores 10 points. At Detroit, I'm not sure I even count that one. He was 3 for 38, I think. But the Cowboys scored 35 points. So I'm not sure that one's a big concern. At New England, he gets targeted twice in bad weather, where the quarterback can't decide whether to wear a glove or not, and he's covered by not only a Pro Bowl corner. I think that guy, Gilmore, I think he might win NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And so, and in the Jets game, he gets hurt on the first series. So there's your four samples of disasters on the road, but there's good explanations for all of them. I don't think it has anything to do with sleeping in a hotel bed or jet lag or something like that. I think in those four, actually, if you throw out Detroit, three circumstances, there's really logical explanations for them. Kyle Fuller, by the way, is a Pro Bowl cornerback tonight in Chicago, and it's not going to be balmy. It's going to be 42, so maybe we have some of the same challenges for Cooper tonight.
Fish, what did you think of Michael Irvin yesterday?
Okay, of course, first of all, I loved your intro to him. You set it up beautifully and just let him be him. His main point, kind of, was that the Cowboys don't have enough dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my thesis is this, and Choppy, you'll know just what I mean. Michael Irvin is the football version of Ted Williams. Remember Ted Williams?
A war hero?
No, Choppy, not that old. Ted Williams, the manager, who couldn't understand why people couldn't hit like him. Remember that?
Yep.
You know that? You've heard that old story, right? Well, you know, why can't you hit? You're in a slump, kid. Well, you know, here's my problem, Skip. Well, why don't you just hit better? Why don't you hit like me? Well, because you're Ted friggin' Williams.
Yeah.
I can't hit like you. You're a 400 hitter. Nobody can hit like you. I think that's Irvin's problem in observing the Cowboys. He just thinks they should be like him. And they can't, because there's only one him. Michael Irvin, who was a, and continues to be, a really unusual version of class and hustle and loudness and softness and leadership and outrageousness and work ethic and talent. And Michael's looking at the Cowboys saying, why don't you guys just do that? Michael Irvin is the Ted Williams of football.
Mike Fisher right here, buyersafety.com hotline, live from Chicago. What are we looking at with the Bears offense and defense?
I think the defensive note for me is Akeem Hicks, the defensive tackle, not available. Obviously, Khalil Mack is a great weapon, and they have others. But in the eight games that they don't have Akeem Hicks, they're giving up 100 yards rushing in six of the eight. They're giving up 9 rushing touchdowns in those games. So without Akeem Hicks, they don't stop the run. Offensive note, don't you guys think of Allen Robinson as kind of a, like, he's a big receiver? Big physical receiver?
Perception-wise, yeah.
And they put him in the slot. Half his catches are in the slot. And then in the last 3 weeks, Anthony Miller has 10 targets a game, and he plays in the slot. So I don't know exactly what Dallas is going to do tonight. We all talk about Jordan Lewis, who might be Dallas's best-performing corner right now, even though he's a slot corner. But a lot of pressure on Jordan Lewis tonight, because they like to put their best guys in the slot, and let him roll. And that includes big guy Allen Robinson, and that includes more traditional slot guy Miller.
This game is kind of reminding me of the Bills game. You know, going up against a tough defense. The Bears are another top 10 one. The Cowboys are 0-5, winless against top 10 defenses. How many points do you think gets scored tonight?
Okay, and that's why, Sean, I'm going to kill myself here because it goes against everything I really think I think. But I'm picking the Bears. And I'm picking the Bears 17-16.
Wow.
And here's one of the reasons why. First of all, I do not believe the Cowboys saying that we had great practices and we were chippy and we almost got – I don't believe them. Show me. I don't believe all the things the Cowboys are saying. Show me. Dak Prescott this week said we got to quit talking and start playing. And, of course, it's a catch-22. He said that in the middle of a beautiful speech. It was a gorgeous speech about not giving speeches. This team has the best slogans. It has the best mascots. It's got the best branding. They got the coolest T-shirts. A black cat comes on the field at Giants Stadium, and the Giants don't market a cat T-shirt. They don't think of it. The Cowboys defensive lineman markets one while he's on the team plane riding home. Good for him, and it's all fun. But this team is so much talk me and not enough show me. Jason Garrett, all these things, Sean, that I've said about Garrett to you for 7 years. He is a communicator. He is a detail guy. He is offensive creative. All these things that I keep pitching, show me, show me, show me. And until I see it, I'm not going to believe it anymore. The oddsmakers shop would have the Cowboys after tonight. Their record, if the oddsmakers were right, would be 12-1. 12-1 is what the oddsmakers think the Cowboys are. And the oddsmakers should join along with me. Show me, show me, show me. Bears 17, Cowboys 16.
How much could special teams play a role? We never talk about it, but now we have to. Pinheiro, Patterson, and Maher.
Yeah, and this is and I don't know what the wind is. We'll monitor that. Of
8 miles an hour from the southwest.
Okay, so, you know, not too troublesome yet. Choppy, by the way, you challenged me the other day. What kickers could you get out there instead of Maher? I really could get Blair Walsh and believe that he can do anything Brett Maher could do. He's out on the street. He follows me on Twitter, by the way. Oh. I mean, who doesn't? and Matt Bryant, I can bring Matt Bryant in, former Falcons kicker. Now, I don't know if he can make a 38-yard field goal, but he would beat Brett Maher in a competition of 37-yard field goals all day long. So I'm not satisfied that the Cowboys are satisfied with Brett Maher, nor should they. The Bears obviously have an explosive special teams unit across the board. And the Cowboys, just by the eye test, forget the stats. Don't the Cowboys, when we watch the games, don't you watch this and go, that's the worst NFL special teams I've seen in a long time.
Yes. NFL Network today at 220?
220, I will shave.
Nice. Mikey Fisher, 220 NFL Network, stealing some of that Cowboys shine from Jane Slater.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.